Delightful, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Monday, September 1st, 2025. The text comes from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. The psalmist begins by telling us what a blessed man is not. The one who is blessed does not join in the behavior of sinners and scoffers or support their evil counsel. The blessed person does not join the wicked in their unrighteous ways. Instead, those who are blessed delight in the law, or the teachings, of the Lord. They meditate day and night on the precious Word of God. We are among those blessed people. We delight in the Word, and through the work of the Holy Spirit, that living and active Word changes us. The one who is blessed is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. What other changes does the Word of God bring? Meditating on the Word causes faith to grow and sends that faith into action. Jesus said that to hear and do his words is to build on a rock, a solid foundation that will withstand the storms of life that will surely come. Jesus told his disciples to abide in his word, to know it, and to live within it. In doing so, they would come to know the truth about the Son of God who came to set them free from sin. The scriptures unfailingly point to Jesus, the Word made flesh, the Savior who brings us life and salvation. The apostles join the psalmist and our Lord in testifying to the life-changing impact of the Word of God. The apostle Paul explains that the young pastor Timothy has known the scriptures from childhood, the sacred writings that make us wise for salvation through faith in Jesus. The teachings of the Word equip us for every good work. James, the brother of our Lord, counsels us to receive the implanted Word with meekness, because that Word is able to save our souls. The Apostle John describes the purpose of his Spirit-inspired gospel. These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The Word of God in which we delight is a living and active Word. In the power of the Holy Spirit, that Word is at work in our lives. Through the Word, we are equipped to bear the fruit of good works that glorify God. Our lives are established on a rock-solid foundation that withstands the storms of life. We are made wise for salvation, knowing the truth and trusting in Jesus, who died and rose to set us free from sin. That is the Word in which we delight, the Word on which we meditate day and night. In doing so, we are blessed. We pray. Lord, teach me to find delight in your Word and to meditate on it day and night.